On Saturday, April 20th, the phones lit up in the offices of Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly. Over that weekend, more than 1,000 calls came in, many of them like this one.
Mr. Connolly, we do not border with Ukraine. Any village idiot knows Ukraine is not going to win this war. Why don't you politicians just dig a big hole and put $1 trillion in there and watch it rot?
The call didn't just express hatred for Democrats.
Even the stupid Republicans, the spineless Republicans, are doing absolutely nothing, just throwing the money away.
And during this wave of anger, a scheme was exposed.
How does this retard not know the difference between America's border and the border between Ukraine and Russia?
This was another call that came into Connolly's office during that wave of anger.
That old geriatric retard needs to shut the f*** up.
If you listen to the totality of both calls, you quickly realize they use some of the same talking points. But we went a bit further, checked the origin of the calls, and found that the voice of the female caller was on the recorded voicemail message of the man who called. Neither was a constituent of Jerry Connolly and are believed to be victims of a Russian operation to funnel disinformation to Americans across the country and even to the highest levels of the U.S. government. And it appears they succeeded.
Two very senior members of the Republican caucus, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee.
That would be Mike Turner of Ohio.
And the chairman of my committee, the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Mike McCall from Texas.
Congressman Jerry Connolly.
Both went on Sunday talk shows and explicitly said that they were troubled by the fact that Russian misinformation, Russian bots, had infiltrated many members of their own Republican caucus. And that we're hearing Russian propaganda on the floor of the House.
And coming up in my next report, they used fake news sites to do it.
It looked identical to a trusted website.
J.J. Green, WTOP News.